BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And I know we're in lockdown, Jax, but do you have any murders in the building? Or am I the only one with only murders in the building?
Oh, amazing, Tim. Once again, we've come onto another show that's kind of like based... Well, we did a true crime show that's based off a true crimes podcast recently.
Oh,
and
this is... It is the appropriate sequel, don't you think?
Yes, this does feel like the sequel I've been waiting for. Because if anyone watched our episode on Dr. Death...
Check it out.
It was... I really didn't like... I mean, I thought it was... good, but I really hate true crime podcasts. I don't get into them. I just find them really gross and grubby. But Tim, do you want to know what I love? What I absolutely love? It's a fun TV series about people who are obsessed with true crime podcasts.
Exactly. Because the show that we did, Only Murders in the Building, follows three strangers who share an obsession with true crime podcast, it should really say. And suddenly find themselves wrapped up in one as they investigate the mysterious death of a neighbor in their New York City apartment building. And it's pretty much exactly that.
Yeah, it's pretty much just that. We've got an amazing cast of people. We've got Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And they are all firing on all cylinders. This is funny.
Jax, it's quick. It's no Jack Frost.
Oh, Tim. Man. Thank God I didn't think about Jack Frost before this episode. It would have been ruined.
It's the only thing I was thinking about. It's the last thing I've seen Martin Short do. So it was the only thing that I was thinking about. And I'm like, my God, he sucked so much in Santa Claus 3. This was so good. He killed it. They all killed it. Go on.
Oh, so I was just going to say, I don't actually know if I've seen Santa Claus 3, but I've seen enough clips of people commenting about it on YouTube that I've seen enough. But back to Only Murders in the Building. Tim, what'd you think?
I absolutely loved it. I thought it took a little bit to get going. I thought that the start kind of vignettes of like, felt like a bit 101 Dalmatians of like, we're going to follow a few different characters on their time through New York City. And what do they each think of New York City? Oh, they all think it's crowded. They all think it's full of characters. And you know what, Jax? I hated every second of that. I just wanted to rip my eyes out. But it then got to the inciting incident, which is that there was a murder in the building and that they're all obsessed with a podcast about murders. And they all unite over that. And that was kind of fun. The realization that they all love the same podcast was so stupidly put together, but so fun at the same time. I think there's enough mystery within the characters already that'll strengthen the whole story together, I guess.
Yeah, well, as like often we'll watch a show and I'll watch the pilot and I'll be like, oh, I've heard such great things, but the pilot itself, it hasn't really come together as a whole kind of, you know, starting point. Like, it doesn't feel complete. It's not a good introduction to everything. Something that comes to mind is like, I'm still watching The Americans, but that pilot didn't grab me, and it's only because people saying it was so good that I kept watching. This, though, I think is an exceptionally good pilot. Yes, the start isn't great, but in terms of like when they all walking through New York and they're all like, oh, this is New York, it's crowded, and all that kind of stuff, and like what makes New York City and all that stuff, that's fine. But we quickly are introduced to them all in an elevator, and they're all, like, not all of them rude, but they're all kind of, you know, not getting along, and does a really great thing of, like, how uninterested they are in each other's lives until suddenly they're all obsessed with the same podcast.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
suddenly having drinks and having a laugh, getting a, and I thought that was really fun. And that was a really like interesting, fun way to set it all up. And then within 30 minutes, there is some heavy emotional stuff. And then there's like a montage at the end where it's like, oh, we all love secrets and this and that, but maybe we can't, like, you know, control our own mysteries and secrets. And a few things are revealed after all this emotional baggage is laid out. And I don't know how they did it, but I was way on board. Like, yeah, there's a lot 100%. Going on character-wise.
It's not like... It's a strange thing, because usually there's, like, you've got a bunch of strangers all in a room, and that's the story. Or you've got... There's some peas in a pod, and that's the story. You know, you've got, like, your stepbrothers compared to your hateful eights kind of thing. Whereas this is like a mixture of it. Like you've got Martin Short and Steve Martin, who are sort of like two peas in a pod. They're both from the same world. They're like, one's an actor, one's a director, both of the same generation. They moved into the building for the same reason. And that works. And then you've got Selena Gomez, who I think is the most interesting character, because she pulls this, like, really strange, I'm killing it, but I'm also not really doing much all at the same time. And
very subtle, yeah.
Yeah, and so what do you think about her character? Because I think that there's a lot more trauma going on. A bit of, like, a spoiler, I suppose, is there's a bit of a plot about that they live in a really, really nice apartment. And it's, like, all of their individual apartments are huge. Like 3 to 4 bedroom.
And
there's a and joke like, of like,
how can you afford this?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so I thought it would take a little while. She seems to have answered that question already by saying but that it's her aunt's, but I almost guarantee that is a bit of a red herring, but what do you think?
Oh no, that's like, that's what I mean. There's so many things that like are said and done so quickly. And then like seconds later, it's like, actually that story he did, or that story she did, or that thing he said, actually, maybe it's this. And it kind of, I don't know, really set me up for being like it ended and I was like, hot damn, I cannot wait to watch the next one. Like, what else is going to happen? Like, it kind of had this fun, lighthearted tone that kind of reminded me of like a Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of vibe where it's just kind of like, there is murders and stuff going on, but it wasn't so, like, gross and, like, you know, like, watching, like, Dr. Death, for instance, also kind of true crime podcasty. It's just disgusting, you know.
Yeah,
and it
I really
like fun.
I really liked the Mighty Ducks element where there's that little boy who like does the ice hockey podcast, and then he's like, "But now I'm actually doing ice hockey. Oh my god!" And you've got Martin Short who's like, who's a bit strapped for cash, and he's like, "Oh, we're doing like a mystery. Why don't we create a podcast? Because like we're like podcasters now, and like." We're doing the crime. And I was like, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's some, and it is funny though that you mentioned that the start bit where he's like, we're all just New Yorkers and it's a crazy wild place. And then later on he does that same speech while recording the podcast. And the other guy's like, oh, I don't like that. Oh,
yeah.
I don't
like
that at all. And I'm like, that's fun.
Yeah, no, I appreciated the callback. It at least gave it, like, grounds, but I just felt it was a bit of an off way to start it, that's all.
Oh, no, for sure. Do you think that they had that start bit, and then someone went, oh, I don't like this start, get to the only the murders in the building bit, and they're like, all right, let's put a stinger at the start, and then be like, 2 months earlier. Because 2 months earlier, I was like, whoa, we're not going to get to that point, I guess. I guess that might be the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, you mean, like, the very, very...
There's
opening.
Like a bit right at the start, and it's all crazy mayhem, and they clearly all know each other already, and it's like, stuff goes on, and then it's like, bam, 2 months earlier. That kind of feels like maybe they put that in, because they're like, oh, the start isn't super strong.
Yeah, right.
Get people in.
I see
what
you mean, for sure, because it's unnecessary, because by the end of the episode, you get that same feeling anyway. So I see what you mean. That is kind of interesting to think about it like that. I'm going to assume that, yes, that is the reason that is there. Because they went, Tim's not going to like the start. He's not going to like it. And I love murder mysteries. Like I've talked about it a lot in the podcast. But like, yeah, I've written a couple. It's a big passion of mine. I think Agatha Christie's stories are great. I hope they do a bit of parody on that. And And yeah, well, I thought the opening titles are a bit just like nothing. I find
remind
like,
me, what are they?
It's just like it scans over the building and it just shows their like apartments.
It was, and it was animated and stuff.
Yeah.
Fun.
I just felt like if you're going to do a lot of like murders in the building, you could have like hinted at a few more different things.
Tim.
Yes.
Maybe they have.
Maybe they have.
Maybe you just don't realize yet.
For sure. Maybe they have. and yeah, it's just an interesting episode where they set up a lot, seem to answer a lot. Even like Steve Martin's omelet thing, you get to the point of that in this episode.
Oh, Tim, before I realized it was going to be like a whole thing, I was so confused and angry when he threw the omelet away. Yeah. I'm like, what's he doing? What a waste.
I spoke aloud and went, why the fuck is he throwing that omelet out? It's just a waste of food. And I knew it was going to be there for a reason. He wouldn't just throw it out. It's like, that's such a stupid thing for a show to do. But yeah, obviously it's quite saddening in the end, really.
All right, Tim.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, one last thing.
Yep.
There's a bizarre stylistic choice they do in this. And this isn't really a spoiler, but there's a point where it comes to kind of a moment of realization towards the end, and it calls back to the start, where it's like, everyone's just walking up some stairs, and then like it cuts to like this theater thing where the guy's falling off the stairs, and he hits like a bouncy castle kind of thing, and falls back up onto the stairs. And so then they like drop like everything they're like, each character has something they're holding, they drop it, it falls on the ground goes all weird CGI bouncy, and it bounces back up. Were you like yay or were you like nay?
I'm bizarrely impressed that this show can pull that off to the extent that they did. I think it was overdone, I don't think each character needed to do it because it was Martin Short's moment when he actually fell off the stairs and bounced back up, like the director that he was talking about earlier in the episode.
Yeah,
I thought that
was
a really nice homage because obviously I'm assuming he's going to become super famous from this podcast that they're going to do and he'll get heaps of money from it and stuff like that. Seems like that'll be a nice end to his plot. So it felt like a moment for him, not for everyone else. But Steve Martin created the show, so he was probably like, I want to bloody do it with my omelet. What did you think?
I thought it was really, really interesting. Just like super bizarre. And I wonder if that's just going to be like a thing, you know. You know how sometimes pilots just do stuff where it's like, we'll try something out and then.
Yeah, right,
but I feel like maybe it's going to like keep having those little moments of kind of, I don't know, just kind of weirdness. I just thought this show was super charming. I'm really excited for more murder mystery stuff. I feel like I've gotten quite into it recently, but I'm pretty keen for this show. I'm hoping there's more than a couple of episodes out. I think at least three or four
are out. Yeah, three are out currently. Jax, need exciting. I ask, you going to continue watching?
Oh, I'm going to continue watching.
Damn, are you going to continue watching?
What?
Bloody gotcha, mate. Of course I'm going to continue watching.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if I'm going to keep that in. It felt like that fell flat. Maybe I'm going to add some music there. That felt really flat. I don't know if it's because I can't see you right now, but that was a weird way to end the episode. But all right, just see you next time.
Yatches. If you want to hear more of my voice, I do another podcast, Spoiler Talk, where we talk spoilers. Last week, we did The Suicide Squad, and a Spider-Man episode is coming out very soon where we talk trailer and just lots of thoughts on the trailer. Check it out.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think there'll be more murders in the building? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.